You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she's voting for Kamala Harris because she's concerned about preserving democracy.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just see himself.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the Southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court in the Western District of Wisconsin has entered an injunction against a Rusk County town requiring it to comply with election law. According to a press release, the injunction requires the town of Thornapple to offer an accessible voting system at all of their polling places for the November 5th election. The Department of Justice filed a complaint in September alleging that the town had not provided the accessible voting machines to ensure voters with disabilities were able to participate in the April and August elections. A Wisconsin man was taken to the hospital in critical condition following a standoff with police in the village of Exeland. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a disturbance with a firearm at around 7 p.m. on Thursday. When they arrived, a standoff began with the suspect, 42-year-old Jason Arnold. After hours of negotiation, Arnold shot at SWAT vehicles on scene before authorities deployed a chemical agent at around 5 a.m. Arnold then came out of the house with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A well-traveled road in Duluth has been closed due to safety concerns regarding a railroad bridge over the street. According to City of Duluth officials, a structural review of the railroad bridge over Idaho Street found that the bridge has suffered advanced deterioration and crossing under it is no longer safe. Idaho Street is one of the main entrances to the Morgan Park neighborhood, but residents can still access it through 88th Avenue West. The deteriorating railroad bridge is maintained by the Canadian National Railway. A few dozen Duluth area workers rallied outside City Hall on Friday, advocating for higher wages and better benefits for frontline workers. Members and supporters of the group Advocates for Employee Fairness and Wellness said those frontline workers were the backbone of the city and they deserved a fair contract to reflect their importance. In a statement, the City of Duluth said it has over 900 employees, works with 7 collective bargaining units, and supports organized labor and the important role of frontline workers. A Burnett County deputy has received the life-saving award for his quick response to save a choking child. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Noah Barker responded to a 7-month-old child that was choking and managed to pull a large piece of plastic from the baby's throat. The baby resumed breathing normally immediately after. In a letter of commendation, Sheriff Tracy Finch praised Deputy Barker's quick, calm response and the use of his training to save the child from serious injury or worse. The U.S. Coast Guard was mobilized at Myers Beach in Bayfield over the weekend to rescue two kayakers who had capsized. According to a social media post by the Coast Guard, there were eight kayakers out on the water when two of them capsized and were forced to grab onto another person's kayak to stay above the water. The group was unable to get back to shore on their own and decided to call authorities for assistance. Both of the capsized kayakers were rescued and everybody was taken back to shore uninjured. One of the suspects in a violent home invasion in Barron County last year has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, Ryan Charpentier of Minnesota was sentenced to 5 years in prison and ordered to pay over $16,000 in restitution for his role in the incident. Charpentier and Ricardo Antonio Dominguez were both convicted of tying up the 70-year-old man who owned the home and tasing him before stealing $13,000 in cash and other valuables. Dominguez will be sentenced later this month. On Thursday, Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith announced nearly $10 million in funding for the Duluth International Airport. $9.5 million of funding through the Airport Improvement Program will allow the Duluth Airport to rebuild about 11,000 feet of one of their taxiways. Airport officials say Taxiway A has reached the end of its useful life and no longer meets the required standards of the Federal Aviation Administration. The reconstruction project of the taxiway will be a multi-year process. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half and made some plays. To get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We just didn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Princess Diaries fans will be glad to know that the third installment of the franchise is proceeding as planned. The project just announced that Crazy Rich Asians writer Adele Lim has signed on to direct. Anne Hathaway is expected back for part three and said she's thrilled with Lim's involvement. Crazy Rich Asians grossed $174 million at the domestic box office. Princess Diaries 3 is set to begin filming next year. Hey, who wants to feel old? Rapper Eminem announced that he is about to become a grandfather, and he did it in the best way he knows how, during a video for his new single, Temporary. The song is part of his album, The Death of Slim Shady, and is dedicated to his daughter, Haley Jade. Haley appears near the end of the video. After a montage of her and Eminem throughout the song, she gives him a football jersey as a gift with the word grandpa over the number one. As you might imagine, there was not a dry eye. There will finally be a premiere for the controversial film Rust. This is the film starring Alec Baldwin. Baldwin accidentally fired a gun on the set that had a live round in it, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge until the judge dismissed it. In addition to being the lead actor, Baldwin is also a producer on the film. He will not attend the premiere, which will be at the Camera Image Film Festival in Poland this November. If you're already looking to make plans in 2026, make sure you carve out a couple hours for Super Mario Brothers Part 2. Keegan-Michael Key, the voice of Toad, told Men's Journal that the Mario universe is about to expand, saying a new film will include very intriguing lore and lots of really fantastic Easter eggs. I'm assuming people that are fans of the video game have an idea of what I'm talking about, because I sure don't. Chris Pratt will return to voice the part of Mario. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to feel a little fall-like again today, but we're going to crank it back up into the low 80s by later this week. Today, sunshine. We'll get to the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.